Drinking this album, listen to the booze. I think it would pair well, if only for you, 'cause it's album and booze.
Hello, folks, and welcome it's back album to Album and Brews, the stickiest music podcast. I do not make a living wage telling people what they want to hear. I'm a podcast host. My name is Sarah.
Illumine patre fili di sancto se fili. Oh, sorry, wrong saint. Hey, my name's Zach.
And I'm Saint Kathy. Yes!
The nicest saint.
Yes. Saint Kathy, patron saint of Chicago tunes. Mm-hmm. Welcome to our podcast.
Thank you for having me.
Otherwise known as Girl K.
Yeah, Girl K in the streets of Chicago, St. Kathy in the churches of Chicago. I don't go to church, so that's a lie. Not very saintly of me. But yeah, just playing indie pop music, you know, ready to drink alcohol and talk about music that inspires my music.
Well, you've just hit everything on our checklist.
Yeah. Oh, perfect.
That's perfect.
I guess that's a wrap then.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you so much for joining us. Well, speaking of music that inspires you, will you tell the folks at home which album we're talking about today and a little bit about why you picked it?
Yeah, we're talking about Strange Mercy by St. Vincent, because I had to not pick Taylor Swift, just because I was like, I was really almost about to email, like, we're going to do all of her discography.
We're just going to do the Eras Tour on the podcast.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. All of my backup dancers.
Yeah.
But yeah, I wanted to pick an album that, like, I had love moments and like not so much love moments in, so like I could feel like I could like give it a real honest review about someone. It's something that really impressed me and like felt like was talk worthy, and I didn't really see St. Vincent covered yet, so I was like, okay, we gotta touch that domain.
Absolutely.
I think we just barely talked about it one time on our live show.
Ooh. Yes, you're right.
An incredible Metallica cover.
Oh my god, our first live show.
Our first live show.
Memories. Yeah.
So it's good that we're bringing back St. Vincent.
Yeah.
Because we're big fans.
We're both fans.
Yeah.
And tell us about what's for to drink tonight on this lovely Monday.
Yeah. We're starting off the week real well here with the Death in the Afternoon drink, which is, I didn't really want to pick it because I was like, that is going to be strong because it's just absinthe and champagne. But I can't remember. Was it invented by Ernest Hemingway?
I think so.
Yes.
Okay, that's wild. And like, St. Vincent has like two references of champagne in the album. Like one song is literally like champagne in the title. And then another song has like the year of champagne. And then also, when I was, like, listening and reading the lyrics at the same time, there's a Hemingway reference in one of the lyrics. Like, literally, the name drops Hemingway, and I was like, wow, okay. And then also, Chloe in the Afternoon, Death in the Afternoon.
Like, it's, like, too perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, there's no other option. We're gonna get silly turned.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then on top of all that, we're also celebrating a very special episode.
Yes!
You read it in the title. I hope that's a part of why you clicked on this one. Yeah.
It's episode 69. We finally did it.
This is our last episode forever.
So the champagne is a nice celebration drink for this so special episode.
Yeah. You got to get to 420.
I know.
The next milestone.
That's the next funny number.
That's the next funny number.
Yeah, we got time. Let's crank it out. Well, none of us have tried this drink yet. None of us have tried this drink ever. So shall we do a first sip?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right.
Cheers.
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 Oh. Good morning.
Yeah. But that's actually really good.
It's really like, strong.
Crazy.
Yeah, it's got the, like, definitely alcohol at the end taste. But, like, don't know.
But you're getting bubbles. You're getting
taste the licorice.
Licorice-y. Mm-hmm.
I was like at the liquor store, like trying to find the absinthe. I don't know anything about this drink. I'm like, is this illegal? Is this like a moonshine? Like, should I ask the guy about this?
Yeah, should we talk about absinthe a little bit? Because it was legal in the States for like a century. I was like reading about it because, like, I'm a hypochondriac.
Same.
Through and through. And I remember like seeing like a BuzzFeed video or something when I was a kid about like absinthe makes you trip.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And, like, artists used to drink it and then, like, hallucinate and go crazy. And so I was, like, reading this whole thing about it, and, like, it was banned because it had, like, wormwood in it, and wormwood, which is also in Malort, by the way, which was not banned during Prohibition, funny enough.
It's medicine.
It had this, like, compound in it that people thought, like, affected your brain and made you, like, not in an alcohol way, uninhibited. But then, like, years later, they're like, no, they were probably just, like, drinking a lot of alcohol and getting dry.
Just 63%.
And then, like, doing bullshit.
Well, there's that episode of New Girl. I don't know if...
Yes.
Where, like, they go to, like, a cabin or something, and, like, Nick just drinks, like, a whole bunch of absinthe, and he, like, starts tripping out. And, like, that's just immediately what came to my mind, where I was like, this podcast is about to get, like, 2 days long.
Like, about to have a spiritual experience. You know what? I could think of a better album to just really,
really trip out to. This feels like a very intellectual thing. Yeah. Uh-huh. And St. Vincent feels very...
That's so smart. I literally wrote in my notes, I was like, I have not, like, I had no energy to be analytical, like, mm-hmm. in terms of, like, I felt like I was back in AP English, and I had to write. There is, because she writes, like, in poetry and, like, and like, non-literal kind of ways, so... Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're not song exploders, so we don't have to hit every literal artsy thing on the head.
Go listen to the Song Exploder St. Vincent and get that fixed.
We're just gonna kind of talk about the vibes.
We're gonna goof and mush.
Yeah. Thank God, I literally have the word vibes in my notes like 30 times.
Gorgeous. Well, before we get into it, I'm glad you introduced yourself as St. Kathy because it goes really well with the game I've prepared. So. Do y'all know the story behind St. Vincent's, like, name? Why she goes, her name's Annie Clark, but she goes by St. Vincent. Are either of you familiar with that? Or, like, how that came to be?
I'm not.
No. Did she go to the Caribbean?
That's not part of this story.
is it Vincent Van Gogh?
Because
she's so artsy.
But Vincent Van Gogh, I think, also loved absinthe.
Oh.
So that would be kind of gorgeous.
It's
kind
of a cool time.
According to Wikipedia, it is a reference to a line in a Nick Cave song.
I thought you were going to say Nick Cage movie.
Every time I read it, I'm like,
that would be so
much. Cage.
Okay, go ahead.
But it's about, oh God, now this is going to sound like a downer. The hospital where Dylan Thomas died.
Oh.
The St. Vincent's Hospital.
Oh, wow.
And also, her great grandmother's middle name was St. Vincent.
Whoa.
Which I'm like, classy. But she is, I guess, now technically a saint, right? Like the patron saint of cool girl art rock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've got her on a little candle, you know?
One of those, yeah, totally.
What are they called?
Whatever's behind me. I'm not religious either, but they're cheap candles.
Long candle.
The tall guys. So, like, I did not grow up Catholic, but Catholics have, like, patron saints, which are... I've seen them sort of likened to, like, God's secretaries. And it's like, if you have an issue about this thing, pray to this saint and they'll, like, get back to you in 5 to 7 business days with, like, whatever God's going to do about it. And there are some weirdly specific patron saints in the Catholic religion, I came to learn. So I've got a game prepared called Saint or Ain't, where I'm going to say the name of a saint and what they are the patron saint of. And you two are going to work as a team to tell me if you think they are real or not.
It's a good thing this is Catholic because we're drinking.
Yeah.
So they're totally cool with it.
This is sanctioned because I was raised Catholic.
Perfect.
These saints are A-okay with this, what's going on.
Gorgeous. Gorgeous, gorgeous. So we'll start out with number one, the patron saint of bald people, Hedwig of Cilicia. Is that real or not?
Kathy, did you say you were Catholic?
Yeah, but I was forced to go to CDC, which is like the classes that you have to take mm-hmm. to uh-huh. do all the stuff.
Okay, so you're going to have a better insight in this than I will.
Well, the name like reminds me of like the stuff that you get in like snacks or like clothes sometimes that you're not supposed to eat.
The silica yeah. gel.
What was the name again?
Hedwig of Cilicia.
Okay. That does kind of sound like silicone.
It really actually yeah. quite does.
Well, Hedwig, like Harry Potter, the yeah. owl. So like maybe.
So you're thinking made up?
I'm thinking made up.
Yeah, I think Sarah made that up.
This one's real. Wow. I like found a list. Maybe I'll link it. I found a list like alphabetically of all the saints and it was dead ass like saint of bald people. Huh. I was like, oh. All
right.
So like, are you praying gotta look for out for hair those plugs guys too, or yeah. something? Yeah. Yeah. That's all right. We'll move on to the next one. The patron saint of snake bites, Hilary of Poitiers.
Sarah makes these games so hard sometimes.
I'll also say, Zach, this might inform your guesses. The people who are fake, I used a Dungeons & Dragons name generator.
That's fantastic. Sarah, you're so smart.
I would not be able to tell the difference. I don't know. Now that I know that information,
yeah, that helps.
This one kind of feels generated. What was the second part of the name?
Hilary of Poitiers. And it's my understanding that the of is like the city they're from. We should like consult someone.
Get a Catholic on the show.
Let me phone a Catholic. Yeah. Like someone devout.
Let's go to the lines now.
Leave it in the comments below.
Make sure to subscribe if you're Catholic.
Smash that like button.
If you're Catholic, please leave us a 4-star review.
No, five. High five, 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 five. We want them all. We want them all.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah.
Representation.
Yeah. I'm just going to say fake. Snake bite sounds yeah. silly. I mean, bald sounds silly. Damn it.
That one's also real. It was like, they were like a patron saint of like a bunch of animal injuries, I think.
Wow.
Okay.
What kind of
weirdly specific
saint has a name of Hillary? Like,
I know, saint right? Hillary. That one. That and one. Then never again. All right. Number three. Troy of Brightsong, patron saint of taxidermy.
Definitely fake.
This feels fake.
Yeah. Yeah, got one. Yeah, you're right. Okay. Number four. Lidwina of Sheedam, patron saint of skaters.
I kind of hope that's real.
She's like patron saint of Thrasher.
Patron saint of Zoomies. Yeah.
Patron saint of Zoomies. We're trying to think how cool she would look if she was real. Patron saint of skaters.
Right? It's like stained glass. She's got like Vans.
Yeah, she's got like Vans on the board. She's got like one of the necklaces with spikes on it.
Any like yeah. accenting on the first part of the name?
There are no accent marks.
Okay. Oh, that's okay. a good indicator.
That's yeah. a good question.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to go with real.
You're correct.
Nice.
And you had the right intuition. It is specifically of ice skating, which I guess they were doing. But I was like, work, patron saint of skaters is how it was phrased.
Yeah, that's cool.
So not as cool. Still cool.
Still all right.
Yeah.
You've got two on the board. Woo. Number five. We have seven of these.
Okay, okay.
Patron saint of instruments, Alfred, spelled with an E, of Nihilus.
My only intuition on this is that she said she used the D&D generator, mm-hmm. and the first three letters of this guy's name is Elf.
Right? That's what I thought, too.
That's interesting. I didn't notice that.
Elfred.
A likely story.
Patron saint of instruments. I'm sure there is a patron saint of instruments.
I know, that's the only
that's
thing.
That's gotta be a thing. I think we should go with my go gut fake. For Elfred. Yeah. Yeah.
Fake. You're so good. You're right. Yeah. That one is fake.
Wow, we analyzed the
I
shit.
I did
on that
not
one.
Notice the elf thing.
That's why I'm bad at tests because I just be overthinking, yeah. like the
sweating
the,
on the scantron.
Like the just pick C does not work for me. I can't do that.
Too stressful. Too
scary. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, number six, patron saint of hemp.
Oh,
AKA.
I like this guy.
69. That good Kush. Patricio of Brandis.
I think it's real.
I'm going to go with real, too.
Okay.
That was a good intuition, but you're wrong.
Oh.
Whoa. I made that one up.
That makes it a bad intuition if it's wrong.
True. All right. Finally, St. Julian the Hospitaller, patron saint of murderers.
I mean,
say his name again.
Yeah, Saint Julian the Hospitaller.
What is
the Hospitaller? He's the guy.
You
that
tell
sends,
me.
Yeah. Puts him in the hospital.
I mean, saint of murderers. Yeah. Like, get over there.
What do you think?
I'm gonna go real.
Sure. Let's do it. I'll follow your gut.
You're correct. Yes!
Oh, I was so for sure it was fake. Good job.
No, you're correct. And you got the majority of them right. Ooh, so nice. I'm gonna say, like, for the rest of this episode, you guys are honorary saints.
Oh, you're, okay.
Yeah.
I'm sainted, I'll drink for that. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Must be really low.
There's one for murderers.
You could just be saint yeah. for me.
That's not very saintly.
No. Well, congratulations. Good job.
Yay.
Thank you.
Shall we get into it? Into this album?
Yeah.
Yeah. Talking about murderers, Strange Mercy. That's a kind of cool album name. Did you guys have any thoughts about what she meant by that?
Maybe kind of like the, for like our choices and what we choose to like forgive and mm-hmm. not. Like,
uh-huh.
kind of just, I feel like there's a lot of like self doubt, I guess, since, or I guess kind of just like a view of the world and like our behaviors throughout like the album, but specifically with like, well, I feel like is Strange Mercy the one?
Yeah, that Let is the see. Title track.
That's, is that the one where I wrote that one of the songs was about bullying? But I can't, well, I mean, we'll get there when we get there,
yeah.
But definitely, yeah, I think it's like more or less about like what we choose to be merciful of.
Mm-hmm.
That's my guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think, Zay?
I felt snowballing on top of that. I felt very similar. And like, I was noticing a lot of like, people make weird choices that they think are like, the best thing to do for that person, or like merciful. I'm doing air quotes.
Mm-hmm.
But it like doesn't sound very good on paper.
Mm.
Was kind of the vibe I was picking up.
Mm.
Yeah.
Like, you kind of see a theme.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. Like, especially the tracks about her dad that we'll get into.
Yeah.
I
yeah.
like that.
I didn't know. I've like heard this album before. Like, I like St. Vincent. I've listened to this album before. I've never researched it.
No.
There's so like much research to do.
It. I'm like, there's lore. Like, holy shit.
It's so cool. She's so smart.
I know.
This really?
Is, this is smart girl rock.
I'm like,
actually, yeah.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah, it was like, I kind of, I mean, we'll get there when we get there, but I definitely like got like Fiona Apple vibes on like mm-hmm. some of the songs.
Yeah.
You know, just like, smart girl.
Yeah.
Oh, if only I was.
Guys, stop being good at stuff.
For real, making the rest of us look bad out here.
Thoughtful and talented. God damn it.
Yeah.
Not us. We're unthoughtful and talented.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You're so right.
Squirrel brain.
Yes.
Like, out of all the other St. Vincent albums, like, I gravitated more or less towards this one because I think the majority of the songs on there, like, are really good songs. And even the songs that aren't as strong are still, like, well-written. And mm-hmm. like, I can tell that there's a lot of thought in it. But all in all, I think this is one of her best in terms of, like, I feel like it really ties into, like, what she was doing before this album and what she then went on to do, so...
I agree. I feel like it's kind of a, like, a, not a turning point, but, like, a marker of, like, the first two. So I have Marry Me right behind you, Zach, on
mm-hmm. Lovely,
on vinyl. And that one's, like, very stripped back, a little more acoustic. And I know a lot of actor. This is the third album of hers that we're talking about today. That one's also kind of acoustic. And this one's, like, a little more synthy and a little more heavy and a little more crazy. And I feel like from then on, there's a lot more of that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I'm into it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm all about, like, most bands' junior albums are always great. I feel
yeah.
like I can say that pretty confidently.
It's a sweet spot
yeah,
for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Zach, how are you with St. Vincent?
I actually am kind of like a fake fan. I just know the big hits.
Sure.
But I love the big hits.
This is yeah. a safe so-
yeah, yeah. Yeah. No judgment.
Yeah.
So yeah, I was all about it. Like, I was super into this deep dive. I'm gonna go do this to the rest of her discography, I think, because
gorgeous.
Like, the synth parts in this album are so, like, like, I'm going to say this so many times tonight, smart. Like,
they're
really intricate and neat and, like, the self-oscillating stuff. And then she's still got, like, drums and guitar. So it's, like, still a lot of music. It's very good.
Definitely. It's good stuff. Well, let's get into the title track. Our opener, Miss Chloe in the Afternoon. I was thinking if my name was Chloe, I would not shut up about this song.
No.
I'd be like, guys.
Guys. I mean. It's me. I'm in the afternoon.
I definitely have a playlist with just any song that has my name in it.
Yeah. That's good. There are a couple Sarah songs, too. Oh, and when they come on, I'm like,
Sarah's
you
Smile.
Have,
Sarah's
Smile. Right? The Alex G. Sarah song is really good.
There's like a Zach and Sarah song, too, right?
Yeah.
Someone told us about that. Yeah.
And neither of them are spelled the way that we actually spell them. It's like Sarah without an H and like
Zach with the H.
Yes. You took my H from me.
Yeah, I stole
it.
But yeah, what did we think of this song just like as an opener and your general thoughts about it?
Great opener. I definitely think like the first whole half of the album is so strong. But I like love the gritty guitars. And just like, I mean, a distorted guitar is like my cup of tea. And that's like one of my favorite things that St. Vincent does. Mm-hmm. And I feel like this like is kind of like this is what I'm doing in the track. I literally wrote down, what is this song about? Who is Chloe?
Who is Chloe?
And then I looked it up and it said the song is about sex. And I was like, okay, that makes sense. Like at the end of the track that she's like doing some like purring or something.
It's like, oh, she's like rolling her R's.
Yeah. And I was like, I get it.
I love that you said distorted guitar is your jam, because we've seen you a couple times and your guitar player has like some of the juiciest guitar tones.
Oh yeah.
Like just, oh, like some of it's like very like screamy, like 70s rock.
Mm-hmm.
It's very good.
Love it.
We live. I was also looking at like, who the fuck is Chloe? Genius.com said like, Chloe's a dominatrix.
I was reading that
and
too.
And I was like, so work, Chloe. And I was like continuing to think, I was like, dominatrix, strange mercy. Is there like a sense of, not, I don't participate in dominatrix things on either end, but is there a sense of strange mercy like involved with that interaction?
Mm.
And it's an onion. Like,
yeah.
St. Vincent is an onion.
Because, like, does mercy involve, like, shame?
Right.
Or, like, kind of, like, yeah, I guess it's shame. Because, like, someone who might be into dominatrix, like, maybe not want to be, like, as outwardly about that in fear of kind of, like, what other people might think.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe this song's kind of just, like, I'm really leaning into it. I'm like wilding out, but that's interesting.
I know. I was like, okay.
It's also the name of a French film, which is like so on the point here, I think.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Yeah, for real.
I read that and I'm like, I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
Reject everything I said.
I don't know. I'm not familiar with the movie. Do you know like who she is?
1972 is when it came out. I'm directly reading off genius.com right
now.
Yeah,
for sure. Let's go to our research department.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, here, I'll show you guys and then describe it. But this is a naked woman on a bed in the film cover looks like. So could
idyllic.
Still be about sex. Yeah.
I mean, sure. Yeah, certainly.
Idyllic, is that what you said?
Yeah. Yeah. I wouldn't put it past her to watch a movie like that, you know?
Right.
To just be a smart person and watch
French cinema.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Like, I saw this album was also kind of a writing exercise, kind of like a Bon Iver thing. I think he does this where it's like, I'm going to go in a cabin for however many months and like seclude myself and just like, like pump it up.
But she was in an office space from the drummer of Death Cab for Cutie.
Exactly.
In Seattle.
Whoa.
In Seattle.
Yeah, that's where she wrote this.
She does strike me as an art appreciator very much.
Certainly.
Yes. The next song.
This is the one.
A fucking banger. This song is so good. It's just so catchy.
Yeah. I made a on YouTube and it's still there. Indie dance workout video. like maybe 2 or so years ago, and Cruel is one of the songs that I dance to.
That's so good for that. Yeah. Like, it's so upbeat.
I'm like doing like arm pumps.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Keep going.
Exactly. That's why, like, it's, I feel like it's so, out of all the songs in the album, well, there's one other one that sticks out, but this one sticks out to me because it's like, even in her whole discography, we don't get something that's so, like, feels so, like, light.
Yeah.
And, like, poppy, I guess. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like it was almost even, like, commercial, I would say, in some points. But obviously still has, like, those St. Vincent moments where we're kind of, like, switching up everything. But, like, definitely, like, the do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Like, that's so giddy.
I wanted to ask y'all about the violins. What did that make you feel like?
The ones that are like...
I wanted, like, I couldn't put my finger on it. Like, what is that sound?
Well,
it kind of like sweep in and then it goes back to like that...
It
kind of
sounds like little angels to me.
Is it a little music theatery?
A little bit. A little like operatic.
Yeah.
Perhaps.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
But I think the guitar riff in this, the main one, is a drug to me. I love it. I was like listening to this album and I felt this way about this song for a while, but like whenever I like just have a bunch of songs on shuffle and this comes on and I'm just like walking around at Walgreens or some shit, I'm the coolest bitch in this
world. Yeah.
Like
main character energy.
Main. I want a vibe set. I just want to play the intro like where the guitar starts to kick in. Yep. And like, imagine you're out, you need to buy some Dayquil. You have your headphones on, noise cancellation.
Oh.
You've had an iced coffee. And this is what's happening.
I think it's a sample.
Maybe of it's like Disney.
Old-timey
it's
like a movie.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's I could see that.
Yeah.
Hearing it with these headphones on, I was like, I can hear everything.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, it's a certain vibe that like just comes out of nowhere.
Yeah, literally like black and white film.
It takes me
like
somewhere,
Old-timey like piano ragtime kind of violins like sampled. Also the do-do-do-do-do-do-do is like also like so like silly. I don't know.
Right. It's downright whimsical. Yeah. Like
this was the bullying song. This is the song I thought it was about.
Yeah.
Yeah, that might check out, yeah.
Just
could you be so cruel?
Yeah. Yeah, because I was just like talking about like I thought it was about bullying and then I thought like maybe it's about like self-bullying. Because she's, like, talking about, like, bodies, something, what everybody wants from you kind of thing. Like, casually cruel, like, kind of, like, those comments you might make about yourself that, like, you pass off as just kind of, like, you know, talking shit about yourself. But then, like, also it's, like, your insecurity sharing. But that's was my guess from just... That was the last thing I think I tried to be insightful about.
And then you gotta turn it off.
Yeah. I was like, I can go on and on. So
yeah. But it's like one of those things where like on a super subconscious level, you say like kind of the meanest thing in the world in your head.
Mm-hmm.
And then you like go to therapy and you tell your therapist because you like wrote it down. Your therapist is like, that's so mean. Why would you say that? Casually cruel. Sorry.
Yeah, definitely.
I was also, did you watch the music video for this song? I was watching it like today, but the like basic plot line for those who haven't seen it is like St. Vincent's character in the music video gets like kidnapped by this family who like lures her out of a gas station because there's like a little girl who like loses her stuffed animal and she's trying to be nice and like get it back to the kid. And they like kidnap her and they like force her to like play house and then they including the kids it's like two kids and like a dad try like a myriad of ways to like screw her over and then eventually like murder her and I was like perhaps there's a commentary on women here and society.
Yeah, so what I read into and what I took away from it, that this is like, yeah, but like female bodies in general. Mm. And just kind of like...
Which can be like the perception of women.
Exactly. Mm,
yeah.
Uh-huh,
yeah. Yeah.
Like society's like perspective on it and stuff. Like it's kind of cruel how society has treated women in their bodies.
Yeah. Thank you. You get a stamp on your ally card for that.
Thanks.
That was good.
I've got,
that is good.
I've got 12 now. I get a...
Yeah, you get a free ice cream cone. McDonald's. You gotta cash that in.
Yeah. I also like to point out in the show when I learn new words, and I think Zephyr is a cool word. Do you guys know what that word is?
I only know it in the context of there's an Amtrak line named the California Zephyr, and I never looked into what the word Zephyr means.
Z-E-P-H-Y-R?
Correct. Yeah.
Spelling me.
It is the west wind, considered the most favorable, the directional is a wind, and this is probably like an old sailing word or something is what I can kind of like derive from it. But her lyric here is, then there were the zephyr blowing past you, blowing fastly so they can't see you. I don't know what that means. It's beyond me, but it's a cool word.
It is. That's smart, man.
The favorable wind blowing past you.
That's interesting.
Yeah. They should be, this is what we should, we need to stop reading All Quiet on the Western Front. Mm-hmm. We need to start reading St. Vincent.
St. Vincent Book Club. Like,
we all know that war is bad.
Of course.
But what we don't know is what St. Vincent is talking about when she says Zephyr.
Right. We need to learn. We need to learn.
Yeah.
We need to go back to school. My last thought about this song is the line, they could take or leave you, so they took you and they left you. I remember the first time I heard that, I was like, bitch.
Arrow through the heart.
I said, oh my God. I was like on the blue line in college. I was like, I've been done dirty. Oh my God.
It like, took me so and they mean. Left me.
Literally. Just one of those things. I'm like, how did you know?
Yeah. When you could have been taken, SMH. Yes.
So you're definitely not that person's cheerleader anymore, is what you're trying to say. Ooh.
Certainly not. So. Ready? Let's go. I wasn't in cheer. Apparently neither was St. Vincent. I was like looking at it and she's like, nah, dog. Like I was a band kid.
Do you know what the original word for this? This was kind of like our last episode. We talked about how bands just kept changing lyrics.
Yes. I don't know what the original for this song was.
Dirt Eater was the original lyric.
Oh.
And then it changed to Cheerleader.
Interesting.
Yeah. But Cheerleader is such a like wild choice, I think.
I think it's very fitting in the sense that it's like, very anthemic song.
Mm.
Like I like to describe some songs as like stadium songs, mm-hmm. where it's just like you're like, oh, you know, you're playing this like in a stadium with like a bunch of like the crowd and stuff. And I just thought like, there's also even some parts in the instrumentally that sound like, you know, We Will Rock You-esque, mm-hmm. like people like on the bleachers stomping, clapping, like
the thumps on the eyes in the chorus. Mm-hmm. We play that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a timestamp.
Yeah, I'll find it. I'll find it. Yeah.
That hits.
That does hit.
That's a good chorus. That might be my famous chorus on this album.
Certainly. I love how it's so, it like is not giving cheerleader.
No.
Like the vibe of this song is so like dark and kind of like villainous.
Ooh.
Is this the song about her dad?
No, not yet.
Really?
This one was kind of giving me like deadbeat boyfriend. Like I'm hyping you up when you don't deserve it, and I'm like pulling my punches, and I'm over it, dude. I don't want to be your cheerleader. Fuck off.
What's with the America with no clothes on? Or like,
so that's where I got confused.
Because I was like, it'd be too obvious if this was like a police brutality song.
Yeah.
But like, I could see that tying in somewhere. But that's why I was like, maybe it's about her dad, because like, he obviously went to prison.
Yeah.
And like, you know, you want to like cheer for your family. But like at a certain point, it might just be too like exhausting, or like you can't. But like, it's still your family. So like, you're like sympathetic mm-hmm. to the situation. But that was my only thing with it. But I mean, in general, yeah. Like if I was a teenage girl, I'd be like, yeah, I'm not gonna be your chip. Send this song to my boyfriend or something like that.
So here's a genius annotation that I kind of believe, because like it just makes sense. This might be a reference to an Allen Ginsberg's poem, America.
That's
just like, sure. Like, I didn't read the whole paragraph because there's like three of them.
Yeah.
Word. But I'm just like, yeah, that checks out. She probably references famous poetry all the time, all over this.
Yeah. I feel like this is a good time to bring in some context for like what was going on in St. Vincent's life around the time of the writing and release of this album.
Mm-hmm.
So apparently, and we're going to touch on this a bunch, I'm sure, like throughout the rest of this episode, but this album came out in 2011, and 2010, the year when this was being like written and recorded, was apparently a really tough year. One of the toughest moments for St. Vincent being her dad getting sentenced to prison for involvement in tax fraud.
Mm.
And her having to like console her young siblings and like see her dad get arrested and shit. Tough time. So we'll see a lot of, like you're saying, like, so some of these songs are going to be about her dad.
Yeah. Some of them are just kind of like a bummers. Yeah.
Yeah. I wonder what that poem is about, too.
I'll give you a quick little stanza from this
Spark note.
Poem. America, when will we end the human war? Go fuck yourself with your atom bomb. So it's very much like...
It's very anti-America.
I've seen her with her clothes off. Like, we know what's really up. Oh, it's a long poem.
Yeah.
Is she dismissing the criminal intensity of tax fraud? Because
fuck paying taxes. I mean,
yeah, right. Like, that's my dad. He shouldn't have to pay taxes. Actually,
like, can you guys like be easy real quick?
Yeah. I mean, like, yeah, tax fraud. Like, out of all the things to go to prison for, like, they lay it out pretty. I mean, I'm the first one to want to scam the government.
Of course.
That's for sure.
Of course.
But, like, tax fraud, I really got to go to jail for that.
Right. Like, 12 years.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
Wow, how much money?
I thought it was like a company thing. It was like a corporate thing. So it must have been like,
yeah. Cash, I mean, we money. Know she, we know she come from money.
Yeah.
That's for sure. She went to Berkeley.
Did she go to Berkeley?
She's a Berkeley dropout.
That checks out.
I think she went for 3 years and then was like, they don't care about the art, man.
She got to go on tour with like a bunch of jazz bands and stuff throughout her whole youth. I was like, that's why you can play guitar like that.
Like, right.
Crazy. Like, can she play guitar like a surgeon?
I was going to say, like, you'd come from money if your parents were surgeons.
For real.
I was going, like, Weird out, like a surgeon.
Oh.
Yeah.
Cut for the very first time. Track number 4 is called Surgeon. I saw that while doing a little research.
No.
I Google things. This was inspired by a Marilyn Monroe diary entry.
Mm-hmm.
Like the little refrain that she has where it's like...
Best finest surgeon.
Best finest surgeon.
Come cut me open.
Come cut me open. It's like a direct pull from a Marilyn Monroe diary.
What was she talking about?
I don't know. She's going to get like rhinoplasty or something.
Okay.
Marilyn? I don't know. Sure. I don't know. But apparently, I've noticed St. Vincent is very much into the like day drunk housewife aesthetic.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
The very blasé, like, I could see her finding Marilyn Monroe kind of inspiring in that way.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Of like, ennui, like just, come cut me open. Like, I'm getting another plastic surgery or whatever. Yeah. Like,
and we see that in like Daddy's Home.
Yeah,
like, she. I feel like she really leans into that. But yeah, I like even like this. I mean, even in the past songs, like one thing I noticed that she really does is like repetitive lines,
mm-hmm.
like best finest surgeon, like repeats over and over again. You know, like I don't want to be your cheerleader anymore. Let me pull out the list.
Yeah.
Even though we haven't gotten there yet, living in fear of the year of the tiger. Did you really ever stare at me? I saw the northern lights. Like, there's just so much, like, repetitive lines throughout the album, which I feel like really points to, like, her focus on, like, the instrumental, or even just trying to, like, drill something into your mind, but also, like, catchy melodies. Like, if there's a catchy melody, ride that wave, like, all the way.
Say it 8 times.
Could be the whole song.
I've noticed that too, and a lot of the times it ends up also being the title of the song, and it's like this catchy ass, like, repeated x amount of times throughout the song melody. So then when you look at a Saint Vincent track list, you see these song titles and you're like, oh, Chloe in the Afternoon, like, mm-hmm. you know exactly mm-hmm. what the song sounds like just based on that. Like, there's a good
and if they were just like generic pop songs, I would hate on it, but I'm not gonna, because they're not generic. She can get away with it.
It's really like kind of, she's kind of smart with it.
Yeah.
There's a stickiness to it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So some of them are kind of like mantras, right? Like, she's just repeating it like to herself.
Yeah. That's a good way to think about it.
There are a couple songs on this album that I feel that way about. Honestly, Surgeon kind of feels that way sometimes.
Can we listen to some of the instrumental on this one? There's so like good. A dirty bass line and then the synth lead
the
that comes in.
Our synth in
this song. Yes.
It's at 328.
We had the same time stamp.
Exactly.
We were off by just a tiny bit, so I'll split the difference.
Oh, sure.
I'll split the difference. But we thought the same thoughts. We've been doing this for too long.
Goes harder. Like, the rest of the music heard the lead and they're like, oh, okay, we'll catch up.
They're like, we gotta catch up.
That's her on guitar.
Oh,
word.
That's crazy.
Yeah. There's a A24 video where you can see her playing that part. Yeah, that bass line. Never even.
Insane. Yeah.
That's so good.
Ugh.
Yeah, that was like, I actually have a St. Vincent guitar.
Oh.
So she did this like collaboration with Ernie Ball. And it's like a blue, like, well, she like created the shape of the guitar and everything. So it's like, imagine like the shape of an axe, but on both ends almost, except mm-hmm. not as curved. It's like very, I don't know, like pointy, I guess.
It almost looks like a bow tie.
Yeah, that's the perfect way to describe it. Like a smushed lightning bolt.
I just looked it up and I want one. You have one?
I have the, like, it's like a blue sparkly one, like a dark blue sparkly one.
I think they have them at CME. I've like, I don't play guitar, but I've been to CME and like noodled on one because I love St. Vincent.
Never seen a guitar that looks so much like how an artist sounds.
And I feel like I do an injustice every time I play it because I'm like, bar chord, bar chord, bar chord. Like, and she's doing that crazy line.
Right.
Yeah.
The A24 video of her, like, that changed my life. Because I was just like, one day I want to be able to do that. But mentally, I'm not ready to take that on.
Yes.
You have to read a whole bunch more poems and Ernest Hemingway literature and really get in the headspace.
I was in choir for like 4 years in high school. And each year they teach you like the same music theory course.
Right.
Picked up none of it.
None really?
No. Yeah. No music theory in my body.
I was also in choir for a while.
Couldn't tell you which notes are on a
circle
on a staff.
Of who.
My intro is from choir.
You that's did that in shit. Choir? Yeah. Oh my god.
I don't remember what the piece is called, but I still remember all
we
the Latin.
We can probably talk about like choir pieces and we'll
yes.
like, you know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Everyone's done a bit of Excelsis Deo.
Yeah. Like,
of
Excelsis. Yeah, you gotta say the egg because there's like 40 of you.
So picture yourself in a Wisconsin, like this is where they play basketball, and it's like 300 choir kids, and you're in the bleachers.
No.
You guys did this one?
Yeah, dog. I learned the alto part. Yeah.
So you know what you can't see from Wisconsin? The Northern Lights.
Don't rub it in.
Yeah. Maybe
you
for
might
the
be
best.
Able to, like up by the UP. But I don't know. Maybe. I might think it's the end of worlds.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's the lyric. Or I'm paraphrasing.
I'll say this one took me out of the album a bit.
It's a little sleepier.
It's just like so out of what she was doing in the first half of it. Like
the hype isn't there.
Yeah.
It's like, it's so, I wrote random indie rock track. Like the drums are, and the guitar, like, it's not as like this intricate is, and impressive.
It's the most real instruments you hear, yeah. Which normally I'm about, mm-hmm. but I think I'm with Kathy on this one, and I'm like, oh, this is not what we were doing for the last five tracks.
I'm sorry, after Surgeon?
Right.
After Surgeon, we're going indie rock?
Interesting.
Yeah. But it's a champagne year.
Yes,
yeah.
This is our first mention. Mm-hmm. Did you guys know, this was something that I learned. Do you guys know like what a champagne year is?
It's your golden birthday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whoa. Or it's like, yeah, like your champagne birthday, apparently. I always called it golden birthday. Uh-huh. And then it's like where the day of your birthday matches the year that you're turning.
And this was St. Vincent's golden birthday, her champagne year.
So get into this. I'm in my champagne year right now.
Oh, yeah.
Which I didn't realize.
Layers.
But 25 on the 25th. Like,
whoa.
Yeah. It already happened. I already had the birthday.
Happy belated.
Thanks. It's a champagne year.
Mine was 16.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
This line is good here. It's a champagne year full of sober months. Because she's having a bad time.
And the other line after it is like something moments. The dry moments.
Yeah, for my dry moments.
Clever writing.
Yes.
So smart. But yeah, her like champagne year, she turned 28 on the 28th. And it was the year where her dad went to prison. And maybe other stuff happened. It's not a great year, apparently.
Wow. Yeah, this song reminds me of, like, White Winter Hymnal, but, like, they're stranded in the woods, and they're, like, trying to gather supplies for survival. I don't know, like, just, like, it, like, yeah, White Winter Hymnal on, like, a trip.
Yeah, Naked and Afraid.
Yeah,
White Winter Hymnal.
Naked America and Afraid.
Yeah. Yes.
Do we want to do a drink and AC break?
You just read my mind.
Yeah,
before we go to the title track, let's quickly grab some Bevos and run the AC.
Yes. Strange Mercy.
Yeah.
Yay.
Yeah.
That was good.
Wow, that was actually fine.
Yeah.
That's like one time we came back and we did jazz. Remember that?
Yeah.
That was a while ago.
I did like a walking bass line.
He's like, boom, 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 boom.
Yeah. And someone came in.
Mouth trumpet?
Yeah. Mouth trumping could have been my personality. Like...
Stage name Mouth Trumpet.
My old vines were mouth trumpeting. Like,
yes!
That's a fantastic fun fact about you. I love it. No, I don't know if anyone's ever said those words before. My vines were of me mouth trumpeting.
For real.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'll have to do like a command F for when's the last time someone mentioned Vine.
Yeah, <wow. laughs> our Gen Z market is so confused right now.
The retention rate fucked.
Yeah, sorry, Musically. TikTok.
Sorry. I mean,
no.
Instagram Reels.
Yeah,
Friendster.
No,
be real time.
Sorry, Yik Yak.
Oh my god.
Oh my god, Yik Yak. What a weird.
Yeah. Everybody couldn't wait to talk their shit.
Right. Everyone within a 2 mile radius.
Mm-hmm.
I'm about to air it.
So risky.
So title track, Stage Mercy. Yes. We've been alluding to this track all along.
Yes.
A long time. So the tension is there. The audience wants to know more about her dad going to prison and
yeah.
how she feels about it.
My yeah. favorite song on the album for sure.
It's haunting, dog.
Yeah.
That it's synth like, line.
Yeah.
Like, it takes you to another place. Like it's so like Silent Hill video game.
Mm-hmm.
Like do 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 do. Like it's I like it. Vibe. So
spook.
Yeah, spook.
Yeah.
Perfect fitting title.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's also the song where it feels very like I'm comforting a child or like I'm comforting someone because shit's fucked up. But like the song is so spooky.
Imagine you have a good relationship with your father and then he goes to prison for 12 years. I'm sorry. I had to imagine that. Part.
I was going to say, yeah. Imagine that. Shit.
Like, yeah, I would be writing sad ass songs
yeah,
too.
Be fucked up
yeah.
about
that's
that.
So crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This one is like deeply, deeply melancholic.
I think that's oh. where like that I mean the theme comes in of kind of like I mean if we were going off the forgiveness thing just being sympathetic but also feeling strange about this like how could you put us in this situation
mm-hmm.
when you like we have a family to take care of like
yeah.
now I'm in this responsible role like I want to feel bad but I also like have resentment towards you kind of thing.
Yeah. And I was seeing at the time that like Annie Clark St. Vincent, she was like in her late 20s, but she had like kid siblings at this time.
Wild.
And I could not imagine being in that position and being like, oh God, not only do I have to deal with this, but I also have to kind of.
Were
like,
you not the older sibling?
I am the older sibling, but only by a little bit. Only by like 2 years.
Yeah, the small gap.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm a middle child, but like my sister has definitely been like, I had to take care of you guys. And
yeah.
I was like, my mom had a home daycare. I don't know how much you had to take care of. Like, I don't know how much you had to take care of us, actually.
Like, were you on the payroll?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I took care of my sister in the sense that like we both played Mario Kart in the basement. Like, that was sort of, or like I drove her to dance practice.
A real saint.
Thank you.
I'm number 7, so I
yeah, you're
definitely
kind of a baby.
Had siblings that were like straight up just raising me.
You were 7?
Yeah.
You family
have a lot of siblings.
7 of 9.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I'm the luckiest one.
So you're like real middle child.
I'm the oldest youngest because they're kind of like all in threes.
Wow. Yeah.
You're the
that makes sense.
Foot.
Yeah. So I think I get qualities of each.
So your family parties are fun.
Yeah. they're loud.
When the Emrys rolled up.
Are you Mexican? Like, what's going on?
No, my parents just didn't
you're
have
just
cable.
From
what?
Well, I've never like, made that joke on air before. I make that joke all the time.
That's good.
Luckily, our dad did not commit tax fraud. So,
love that.
Or he didn't get caught doing
tax. Allegedly.
Not yet.
Wink.
IRS got a backlog.
But can we just play? Can we maybe find the bridge? Or
yeah, cause
it's all kind of just verses, right? Which is pretty,
yeah,
pretty interesting for such a just such a
gambling.
Yeah, an important track to not have like that chorus that reoccurring.
Mm-hmm.
Very Saint Vincent of her to just
yeah.
be like, I'm gonna subvert your expectations.
Okay.
Try hard. Just kidding.
Right.
The kid in class is like, you forgot to check the homework from yesterday.
Yeah.
But when you see him wave through.
Peaks vibe. Yeah. I've never seen Twin Peaks, but I know.
But you just know the vibe.
I already know. Video game, like a scroll video game. Like,
oh my God, like a platformer. Like,
yeah.
Yes.
Oh shit, I didn't even think about that till just now. It's so on point.
Yeah, like so very good. Foggy scroll. There is a video game that exactly like is this vibe. It's like black and white. It's very like foggy. You're like a little guy who's like going through and like.
Is it Hollow Knight?
Maybe. I wish I knew enough about it, but it's like definitely black and white scroller vibes. Uh-huh. But like she has so many video game moments. Like she should be soundtracking video games. Like
that would be kind of it.
Yeah.
Horror video games? Come on.
Like a mystery. I love like a $15, like you solve one crime and it's just like a narrative video game where it's like who did the murder in this hotel? And you're just playing through that. And I want St. Vincent to score it.
That's like the Doritos video game.
I didn't play the Doritos video game.
I don't know if either of you had heard of it, but like Doritos like partnered with someone, and they like just came out with like this computer video game, horror video game about like a hotel.
About Doritos?
And you, no, but it just like you could only play it after 12 a.m., I think. And then they would like turn it off at like 5 a.m. or something like that. But it's like pretty impressive time. Huh. But like, could be this. So look up the Doritos video game.
That's pretty cool.
Noted. Okay, I skipped ahead a little bit because I still want to hear the line.
Yeah.
Strange mercy.
That I think is so interesting about St. Vincent's music is she does this crazy, like, guitar that's, like, so, like, heavy and grungy and, like, yeah, and, like, she's making that happen. And also, like, her singing voice is so lovely and it's, like, a little angel twinkling over this.
Mm. The juxtaposition, right?
Yeah, juxtaposition. Yeah. I also have noticed, and this is just like such a teeny tiny detail, but I was like watching a bunch of St. Vincent music videos today to like get into the vibe. I've noticed she like makes her like her breaths between phrasing like really prominent and like really intentional.
Yeah.
And you like watch a music video and she like shows it, like opens her mouth for it.
You didn't notice that.
And I don't know what to say about that. I just think it's interesting.
I feel like Taylor Swift does something similar.
Yeah.
It's, like, very, like, stylistic. I mean, like, listening to... I'll say that listening to Taylor Swift has definitely, like, taught me how to sing more expressively.
Mm.
So it's, like, not something that, like, you really think about. How, like, you can kind of, like... personify the words that you're saying a bit, kind of like just really add character and meaning to it just by even how you say them while you're singing, because you're so focused on just like singing it right.
Mm-hmm.
But like, so like just hearing that, like that's so intentional and like almost like she's like, I'm really saying something, like I'm saying it with all of me kind of thing.
And sometimes like producers and whoever will like edit out the breath.
Yeah.
And sometimes it works, but sometimes I'm like, it adds something when I hear the breath.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's like part of, it's like when you're watching a like a live video and you can see like the camera shake. Mm. And there's like, you like you know there's like a person right there.
Yeah.
You're like, you know there's like a person right here singing this to you. It's about their dad. Yeah, like, that's a good word for it.
Yeah. Very human. Very human choice here.
She's not a robot. You heard it here first.
She's not a hologram.
Yeah. Robot accusations.
She's not AI.
if anything, AI should have been modeled after St. Vincent.
Right!
So we almost did a fruity drink
this
episode I heard off air.
Yes.
And it could have worked with this song. You kind of neutered the fruit.
Yeah. I mean, this one has...
We did.
Yeah. This one has grapes, but we, like, put absinthe in it. And that would probably, like, kind of sterilize.
That's our new formula.
It did neuter the grapes.
Maybe a little bit. This one is one of the tracks where I felt like it felt a little bit like a mantra, like a meditation. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not, I think, super varied and, like, super dynamic in that way. But... like, the opening lines of "Did you ever really stare at me like I stared at you?" I was like, ooh, owie.
The bluntness of this one is, like, immediately tangible.
Yeah.
It's very Tune Yards in terms of, like, the just even just, like, the sounds and, like, the way that she's singing, but very Tune Yards-y. This one's not my favorite. Yeah. Like, definitely neutered, like, more like neutral.
Like a 7 pH.
Yeah, you know? I felt like this was kind of, like, alluding to kind of what her ideas were for Daddy's Home. Mm. There's definitely some, like, funk, psychedelic, kind of 70s guitar riffs in there. I didn't love Daddy's Home. There's, like, a few moments in there that I like, but just kind of felt like... definitely, like, trying to tell a story about something, but not really giving us those moments as, like, literally, like, how are you going to put Chloe in the Afternoon, Cruel, Cheerleader, Surgeon, all in the first half of the album?
Right.
And then, like, give us, like, you know, kind of, like, it's not earworms, but it's, like, a think piece, you know?
Mm-hmm. It's like a meatloaf.
No. Tell me more.
You know, it's not like a piece of candy where it's like the same thing, sweet, 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 yum. Uh-huh. You know, meatloaf has got, like, texture and ketchup, and you gotta gnaw on it for a little bit.
And you can't leave the table till you finish it. Yeah.
Right. It's like meatloaf and green beans.
Yeah.
I ain't touching those green beans.
There's this really great tour video of them sound checking this song. Have you guys seen it?
No, I haven't.
Something about it just kind of rips. It's like her in, like, this empty venue, like, listening to the monitor, or not the monitor, to mix the house mix, because I was, like, trying to figure out what, like, the sounds were. Like, were they synth, or were they, like, another thing? Were they her guitar with pedals? Like, I bet it was, like, rattling the house of this little venue, and it's just, like, Mrs. Vincent herself, like, just
Mrs. Vincent
in the middle of this.
Can I use this moment to say I have a big crush on Annie Clark?
Yeah.
Can I say something and not
I'm trying to me? I'm trying to say where is Cara Delevingne in all this?
Oh yeah,
I'm pretty sure they were dating during this time.
2011,
maybe. I don't know. It all blurs a bit.
Yeah,
but. I just feel
like
this
would be... I remember
being
on Tumblr when that happened, and it was kind of a kerfuffle.
Does not sound as good as the Spotify track.
Fair enough.
But just that burr.
So good.
And she's just like...
from her guitar.
She's just like nodding along. That one is from one of the synths, I think.
I'm telling you, that A24 video...
Yeah.
Freak you up because you just see the things you thought were like in like synths, her playing on the guitar, and you're like, god damn, like,
dude, talented woman.
That is insane. She looks so chill doing it too.
I know. She that's what like, makes it so good.
Yeah,
it's kind of like a cool little like behind the scenes like for fans of people who are artists to be like, oh wow, like you're like just standing in the middle of this open room like checking on the sound.
Yeah, right.
Noted. I will
simply
do that.
Yeah, do a tour video.
Yeah.
Just going where the sound engineer is. And be like, how does the room sound?
Yeah.
When I play this.
Do you know what year our champagne was that we're drinking?
Oh, no. Is this where I expose myself? It's not from France.
Oh,
it's not
a
real champagne.
Wine. Ernest Hemingway would be pissed.
I searched high and low. I think it's a 2019, but it's a cava. It's not actual champagne.
Okay. That's fair.
I know. But the recipes I looked up for...
We are celebrating 69 with fake champagne?
with lies?
No!
The next season is all about dishonesty.
Is this the episode where we announce our, like, buy us a drink link?
There we go.
Send us $5 if you want to buy us real champagne. Yeah,
so we can put real champagne on the podcast.
In the arms of the angel.
For just $5
a month.
A
day. You can help these podcasters.
Pay their editor, post their website, and buy real champagne so they sound more honest.
That's so funny. Champagne is the truth serum.
I think absinthe might be the truth serum. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm feeling silly.
This is that SpongeBob episode where, like, they're not sleeping for some reason. And yes. Mr. Krabs is like, day 29.
Let's give it up.
Are you feeling it now?
Trachnoid. Let's give it up.
Champagne year.
I liked that it was, like, a tiny bit twinkly.
Mm-hmm. Just really sad guitar.
Yeah. It is the sad song.
Yeah.
I love her voice in, like, the lower register at the very beginning of the song. Because I feel like, you know, her guitars are so dark and, like, everything's so gritty. So I feel like a lot of the times she tries to contrast that with, like, a light, airy vocal. But this one was very much, like, a lower register coming into it. I thought this one had, like, the most beautiful writing. Mm. She says, I'll make a living telling people what they want to hear is true. And the vocal melody on that line specifically is so good. So, yeah, very, like, melancholic and pretty.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Can we find that line and then just let it ride into the guitar solo?
Yeah, man.
Yeah. That was so, like, jazz radio.
Yeah.
All right, next here on 95.5, the Be the Bit the Jazz radio songs.
Be the Bit the Jazz radio songs.
And that's very scat. And that's very scat.
This is the album reviews.jazz.
Yes. Oh my God.
Can we get that domain?
Yeah.
Is that album in the budget? Albumreviews.jazz.
for pennies a day, you can help this podcast afford strange URLs.
They wanna hear. It's not a killing, but it's enough to keep the cobwebs clear. Cause it's not a perfect plan. It's not a perfect plan, but it's the one we got.
That's like, that just reminds me of when, like, I used to work at a daycare, someone used to, one of the teachers used to always say, we make plans and God laughs.
Like, that is a bold statement.
30 times within one conversation. I'm like, I get it. God is having a laugh right now. Like, but that's like what it reminds me of. Like, but.
You like planned for a kid not to take a poop on a floor, and then the kid took a poop on the floor, and God said, ha ha ha.
And then this happened.
And that's a true story.
Is, yes. Oh, no. I'll include it in my autobiography. Yeah.
Memoir coming soon. Yeah, that's link in description.
Trauma from the daycare.
Next time we hear a sad song coming from Girl K, we'll be like, that poopy daycare.
Yeah, exactly.
Really roughed them up.
Policeman was actually a dirty diaper.
So. Yeah. It was a body police.
It was actually a kid who, like, really did not want to take a nap.
Yeah. Tax fraud, dirty diaper, the balance is tipping.
About equal.
So, yeah.
Honestly.
So what does that line mean to you guys? Make a living telling people what they want to hear. Is she talking about making music? Is she talking about, I don't know.
I feel like it could be anything, kind of, you know, like even when you're interviewing for like a job, mm-hmm. you tell them what they want to hear. I mean, even life, like as you maneuver it, like
you're kind of flipping it a little.
Yeah. I mean, like, because being honest about how shitty things can be is so hard and like can make people view you differently. Like, but like, you know, it's kind of just like I have to like I could have had the worst day of my life today. Mm-hmm. I still would have come here and forgotten all about it and just been like, I'm having fun, which wasn't the case. I didn't have a bad day.
Love that.
But like
Monday,
just being like, yeah, definitely have to put on a persona to like please the public, because otherwise you kind of like.
That could be like an industry statement too, yeah, right? Honestly. She's gotta like be cool to the label. And
yeah.
That's what I was thinking, kind of like that's showbiz, baby.
That's showbiz, baby.
Like mm-hmm. There was a video. Oh, who were we talking about? It was an album we talked about recently where someone like learned that like a loved one had passed away.
Avril Lavigne.
And then she cried
like the saddest song
and
her
she
album.
And she still like goes up and like performs for this like sold out show.
And the performance is gut wrenching.
Yeah. So that's kind of where my mind went. Yeah. Like mm-hmm. at this point, like. She's making her coin. She's writing her songs and performing and whatnot. And maybe not fully, like, consistently believing what she's writing about or performing, mm-hmm. which can be tough.
Yeah, it's definitely tough. Like, I can imagine even during this time, if mm-hmm. she was performing at all. Like, my dad just went to prison. But I kind of have to brush it under the rug a bit and, like, perform for you mm-hmm. and, like, put on this persona. Like, I, you know, because she is very much, like, cool girl. Like, I'm cool. Mm. But, like, to deal with, like, trauma like that during maybe touring even. Because you don't get over something like that in a year. If he's been there for 12 years.
Right.
Like, come on.
Can we hear a little bit of that guitar solo that comes right after where we stopped?
Yeah, man.
Because it's kind of like a beautiful example of like this is a lot to say, and it's kind of like cheesy to say this, but like the guitar says it just as well. Mario World when he
not water that. Level. No, I know what you're saying. Yeah, that part, that like little twinkly synth in the background.
It just happens like one time and it's enough to be like, ah.
It was giving me very much like Mort Garson's Plantasia.
Mm, ooh, yes.
Where it's like, this song is for Pothos and it's like, like, it's mood.
Yeah.
She a whole moon.
Listening to that after having a little bit of
fake champagne.
Cava. Okay. Cava. It's still wine.
Of liar juice.
We should rename the cocktail. Instead of death in the afternoon, it's liar juice.
St. Vincent's dad when he committed tax fraud.
Yeah.
Too soon. Hand over mouth.
It's been 12 years.
It has.
Well, do you know?
Is he out now?
I don't know. This was from 2011.
So this is a fun fact. the album Daddy's Home.
Wow.
Coincided with her dad getting out of prison.
Wow. Do you think St. Vincent had any, like, partaking in getting him in, like, an early release?
That's an interesting question. I don't know.
It seems like it would have been an early release. There's no way it's been 12 years. Has it?
Well, this was 2011. Yeah. I know. I think he got sentenced in 2010 and was Daddy's Home last year or the year before.
It was, like, 2 years ago, I believe.
Yeah. So it's like,
so it's pretty close.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
So he didn't get out for no good behavior. What was going on
was
there?
A bad boy.
I'm sorry.
But Daddy's Home now. I did have to Google what the title of track number 9 was.
Yeah, it's a fun word.
I didn't know the word beforehand.
This is kind of a great diss.
Dilettante.
Tell us, did you get the definition, Sarah?
Yeah, so it's a person who has an amateur interest in the arts. Oh. Like someone who kind of cares about it, but they're not really good at it.
But they're dumb.
Yeah.
Literally me.
This podcast. No.
Literally me. Literally anything that I pick up, like whether it's art, music, like any hobby.
Yeah.
I'm just like, I just do it. So I feel like sometimes I'm never doing it like 100% correct.
Yeah.
But I just want to do it. Mm-hmm. And like, I'll wing it through that, but like sense. But like, there's always a part of me where I'm just like, I know I could commit myself to it more. So yeah. Like, definitely, you know, relating to that word.
Definitely feeling very dilettante at the moment.
So mm-hmm. She's like dissing on a guy, right? Elijah, possibly. She's like, oh, he's a dilettante. He's a street savant.
Elijah is also biblical, isn't it?
Yes.
Like, oh, Elijah rock. Choir moment.
So in my mind, before she wrote this, she's like talking to her girls and be like, oh man, Elijah. He thinks a brush stroke is a type of swim movement.
Read. I was feeling like, I was also thinking of like the biblical thing. I was thinking the song felt a little bit like, not a prayer, like, please can I have this thing, but just like a vibe prayer. Like, not that I'm not a religious person, but I could imagine like, here's what I'm feeling at the moment and here's what I'm longing for. And let me just like put that out to something.
Yeah. I feel like this song also like what it shared similar melody lines to Strange Mercy.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Oh, little that. And then like mm-hmm. that specific one and like, oh, little one. Like that's literally Strange Mercy.
Yeah.
And this song, she has a lot of like, oh, little something, something.
Mm-hmm.
Or like, oh, someone. Like, oh, Elijah. Or, oh, little one. Mm-hmm. Like, that's just like a, I don't know, little trademark of St. Vincent, I guess. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, this one instrumentally was, I'm like, not blown away by it. But definitely like memorable, at least in terms of mm-hmm. melody.
I saw this one was also a little bit like, I know St. Vincent and New York City have a bit of a history and a bit of a, like, on-again, off-again relationship. And I saw there was a little bit of reference in the song to that of, like, I'm just a kid from Oklahoma and I feel like a dilettante in New York. Like, I feel like it's so out of my league and I feel like I'm so, like, listening to the party through my wall, but I'm not invited. Like, kind of imposter syndrome-y, which is very much like, oh, hi, Moose.
Oh, so she's the dilettante, not Elijah?
I was kind of getting that vibe.
I might have misinterpreted.
A little bit.
Because she is not a dilettante. She knows about brush strokes.
No, she's so smart and talented. But, you know, you like, I think as creative people in a space where a lot of creative people do stuff.
Especially New York, right? Like, oh man, I could not be a podcaster in New York.
I think it's scared.
Or any type of artist in New York.
Yeah, but you know, you kind of feel like I'm pee-pee-poo-poo.
every artist has imposter syndrome. That's
right.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, it's inevitable, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I feel like especially someone like St. Vincent who, like, has, I like can't imagine carrying the cool girl persona So I'm very much like have been in that point where I like, I want to go on stage. I want to come across as a cool girl. And then I'm like laughing and like, just, you know, just being real. Like, and it's very hard to like carry that, I guess. Like, cause St. Vincent is kind of like, or any artist really, like you're kind of a persona. Like it's still a part of yourself, but like you can't be too much of yourself because then it's not really marketable. It's not as ambiguous. So, I mean, I've had points where, like, I had a Twitter account and I was, and all my social medias were just, like, my personals turned into, like, Girl K accounts. Now, like, my bandmates would be like, you can't post, like, depressing stuff on your Twitter.
like why labels. Why not? We do.
Right? Like, right. They're like, labels are going to look at that and be like, what?
Like hey, what's up, man?
Yeah. Like, and it's, so, like, it is strange. Like, when you look at celebrities today, like, there's a lot of assuming and assumptions about what they're thinking, what they're doing. Even us, like, analyzing these songs. Like,
totally.
Yeah.
You know? So it is weird, you know, the imposter syndrome is real always.
Yeah. Especially when you got to be like the brand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So much pressure.
I did read that definition and I was like, oh no. Oh no. Now am I a dilettante? You got to have like some hysterical strength to get through that.
Yes.
Yeah. Track number next.
I think the strength of the comedy on our show is hysterical.
Yeah,
it's a little bit of a reach, but
no imposter syndrome there. We're funny. Period.
Yeah, thank you.
Girl K said so. It's official. We're on episode 69.
Put that on the website.
Might as well be the Chicago Reader.
Thank you. Get
Lior on here. The Pizza King.
It's happening. Yeah. Hysterical strength. Track number 10.
Oddly dancey for more dance stuff.
Yeah, a little bit of a switch 'em up.
Like, a club song.
Yeah.
I love the drums.
Fun.
So good.
Yeah.
Can you play a little just from the get-go?
Absolutely.
Just to get out of this sad guitar vibe.
Yeah, that's fine.
It's giving, like, Kacey Musgraves High Horse.
Oh, sure.
Ooh.
But on drugs.
Yes. I'm like, yeah.
I don't know if we've had four on the floor this whole album, have we? Like four kicks?
Maybe on Northern Lights.
Maybe.
No?
Maybe.
But yeah, this is like a club song almost, right?
Yeah.
Like
the chorus is where it like it's so clubby. Or like, I don't know, just somewhere in the middle of the song. But I was, yeah, I definitely was
but
like,
I ate.
It's cool. It's a good running song.
Yeah. Would you put this on your indie dance playlist? Or whatever we said earlier
certainly.
In the episode?
Yeah, part two.
Yeah.
I love looking up those like YouTube videos where it's like Paramore dance workout. Like, yeah. I love that shit.
There's a girl named Mad Fit or something like that.
That's who I look up.
I love her Ariana Grande one.
Yes!
I love her Taylor Swift one.
They're so
That's
good.
That's why I made my dance indie workout one.
Yes.
Because I was like, oh, I need some more like indie songs. In
yes.
Here.
Yes. Yes.
Mad Fit, come on our podcast.
Yeah,
comment if
you.
Comment if you're Mad Fit.
If you're Mad Fit, smash that fucking like button for and real. Leave a review.
Come on.
I mean, should we close it out with the last song?
Wow, we're there already.
Can I give a fun fact real quick?
Sure. Yeah.
I was born in the year of the tiger.
You were born in 2010?
Whoa.
No, I was born in 98.
I don't know how Chinese calendars work.
I just know me also, year of the tiger. I think it's like every 12 years or something.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I think it's year of the rabbit now.
I think you're right.
I was 99, so I have no idea.
Let's look it up.
It's like year of the capybara.
You were a rabbit. Year of the rabbit, 99.
Oh, yay! I love bunnies.
That's fun. That's sweet.
Tiger is fierce, though.
Google tells me 94 is wood dog.
Wood dog.
I don't know.
I think it's just dog.
It might just be dog.
Yeah. That makes sense.
What? You mean coyote?
Like, wood
dog. What is a wood dog?
I don't know. Does it make sense because I'm kind and loyal or easily distracted for dog?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. ¿Por qué no los dos?
Yeah.
Get you a bay from 1994.
Exactly. You meet someone at the bar. What year were you born? Like,
yeah, screwed like a... Are you an Aries? Are you a Taurus? Hey, what year were you born in?
Yeah.
I'm year of the tiger. Mm-hmm. Level it up. Level yeah. your game up.
If you're not year of the dog, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. There can't be two tigers in this relationship.
We're going to be ripping each other.
Yeah.
Me looking up what my boyfriend's...
This just
it's funny because Cameron me. Has to listen to
yeah.
it.
Cameron, you might be dumped today.
Cameron, my love, I'm so sorry. I won't dump you over this, but what? You were born in the year of the rat.
Oh no.
Whoa.
We had a rat year. One of the first years we started dating, actually. I think it was like 2019.
Chicago been in a rat year.
Do you know? One of my favorite fun facts about Chicago is Chicago has a 1-to-1 human to rat ratio.
That's disgusting.
You know how many humans there are?
Yeah. So everyone has, I've said this on the podcast before. Everyone who lives in Chicago has, like, a rat counterpart.
It's yeah. time a for rat, a new like, species. Soul sister. We must unite.
Yes. Join forces.
This is a change the world has needed.
Yes.
Y'all remember Splinter?
Everyone's gonna learn kung fu.
We all been drinking that green shit. It's that naked juice.
Yeah, it was actually turtle juice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We're going to do turtle karate now.
Year of the Tiger.
Year of the Tiger. Track number 11, last song on the album.
I have a fun fact.
Give it to me.
This Yay. Is notably one of her only songs that her mom is cited as a writer on.
Cute.
Yeah. Isn't that kind of nice?
Aw. So her mom is smart.
Yeah.
Oh, that's where you get it. It's genetic, probably.
Wow. Sorry, mom and dad. That wasn't in our genes.
We get more bashing on America on this one. There's like a small like backup vocal that's like, "Oh America, can I owe you one?"
Yeah, yep. Can we play it? It's like kind of
right in the get go.
It's a little bit ghoulish.
Yeah,
it's a little spook. It's a little spooky, ooky, ooky.
And while you're pulling it up, I wonder if this is like this is like 2 years post 2008 recession.
Sure.
Like we're still in like the Iraq War. This is like not a good time.
Oh yeah.
For America, so like. Yeah, it doesn't make sense why she's shitting on it.
Absolutely. And I was like 12 at the time, so I don't give a fuck. But I can see how someone with more of a frontal lobe than myself
yes.
yeah.
Would yeah. feel that way.
Could create art about it.
Yeah. I was too busy
Shout out
playing
Beluga's.
Just Dance. Like...
That's ferocious.
Yeah, that's Tiger. Kind of a
Yeah.
Tiger.
When I was young, coach called me the tiger.
The space there.
Mm-hmm.
Called me dot 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 tiger.
Yeah.
I always had a knack with the danger. Living in fear in the year of the tiger. Living in fear in the year of the tiger. Italian shoes.
Mm. Yeah, this is the Fiona Apple vibe
yes.
song.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Like, very much.
When I was just looking at, like, the feel and, like, the acoustic guitar that comes in there, I was just like, yeah, this is Fiona Apple.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a good, like, last song on the album vibes. Last song on the album is a lot of pressure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, how do you leave them? What taste do you leave in your mouth? Yeah.
But I feel like, again, I think the first half of the album was just so strong. So the second half of the album feels like more so kind of like her being like, I really want to say something, or like I'm really feeling something and I need to like convey that. So it's not so much about like throwing a hit in your face or really like, or like tying it all together with like the best song on the album at the end of the album. It is more sort of like, I got you paying attention now and now you're listening. Mm-hmm. So
I'm going to say what I got to say.
Exactly. Yeah.
Do what I got to do.
Do what I got to do.
And just kind of send you off with a ferocious little kiss.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a it's very Raja vibes, ferocious right? Little kiss.
Do we have anything else we want to say about this last song or this album in general before we give it a Rubruski?
7.5 out of 10.
I rock with that. Yeah. I rock with that.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think just because the start of it, it's so strong. Mm-hmm. And like so many of my favorite songs are of hers in general are on the first half of that album, which makes me want to like listen to her other discography and see like if that's a recurring pattern. Like, is she just trying to pull you in and then, you know, finally like have the space to, I don't know, like just play around with? Because I feel like artists all have that path of like where you can... where ideally you want to just like put out the music that you want to put out, but you have to have something there that's going to put you on the map. So I feel like she put herself on the map and then like was like, okay, now I really am trying to like tell you a story. So yeah, I feel like 7.5 out of 10, like definitely a listenable album all the way through. But especially not everything's going to be hit.
If you put Cruel like 7 times back to back.
You're
if you just like cue it a bunch.
Cue it a whole bunch.
I did that with Come On Eileen.
Yes!
I remember laying in my parents' foyer and like just laying down on the floor with headphones on and listening to that song over and over and over again. Mm-hmm. And so like Cruel is that song.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do we dare say the Champagne of St. Vincent albums?
Honestly,
that's kind of fun.
That is great.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I do think it is like it's very sophisticated.
So sophisticated. Yeah. Like it came from France.
And it's like very unlike strong. Our wine. Mm-hmm. Yeah. whereas, I feel like the other albums are very like the ones before this, I feel like are a spiked iced tea.
Yes. Mm.
And, like, the ones after this
are like vodka.
Yes! Yes! That's crazy!
Yes! Yes!
Like, I feel like this is a good middle ground. Like, you're going to get drunk off of this. Mm-hmm. But, like, the other ones are going to get you shit-faced. Like,
yes.
Like,
and you're going to have fun. Like, it's a fun...
Exactly.
Yeah. It's enjoyable.
Exactly. Yeah, but you're still smart. Like, these are the wine moms of albums.
Yes.
The wine moms.
This has been... incredible, wonderful review of a really strong album. And I think it definitely just captures St. Vincent's uniqueness. And with our next projects that we have coming out for Girl K, like definitely the inspiration is drawn from this album and some of these songs. So hopefully we can get our own Rubruski someday for topping the St. Vincent.
Beef started on air.
Eddie Clark. If you're listening, teach me music theory. take me on the road with your band. Yeah, but this has been lovely. So,
well, congratulations, Strange Mercy by St. Vincent.
Mm-hmm.
As we've said, you are the Champagne of St. Vincent albums. And we are Album Rebrews. And we'll continue to be Album Rebrews, like it or not. We hope you like it. If you want to check us out on Twitter or Instagram, it is at Album Rebrews. And our website that has a little guest host submission form is www.albumrebrews.com. And also, if you're listening to this, we know that you're listening to this on a podcast streaming platform.
We know.
We see the analytics.
We know.
I know where you are, and I know where you live, and I have your IP address. And if you don't give us a rating, and if you don't follow or subscribe to our podcast, I'm going to read your IP address live on air next episode. And this is an official threat. So it's free 99. Go ahead and do it. It helps us out. We're a completely independent podcast, and it means a lot. Thanks. I had some absinthe, and I'm mad now.
Threats.
Don't listen to Sarah. We love you. You can write a review if you want. We like it. A giant thank you to Cameron Bopp, our podcast editor and singer-songwriter extraordinaire, who wrote the theme song for us. We appreciate him. He couldn't do the podcast without him. He's so great. Go check him out on Twitter at Cambop, CambOpp. He's a BB boy. a giant thank you to Girl K for coming on our show. This was so great. You should and can go check out all her music, Girl K, on the internet. But if you are on the specifically Instagram, go check out Girl K Tunes. You're going to see on there that she is doing a Lollapalooza after show. And I wrote down the date, but now I can't find it. I'm going to clean take this. This is the tricky part. This is
so impressed that you're doing this off of absinthe and champagne.
Like trying to read. I just want the shit memorized. Like, I said the same
thing. I'd be seeing numbers, Cameron. Leave this all in.
Behind the bed.
Capture how fucked up this absinthe and champagne has got us. It's so bad.
I remember at the beginning when I was like, I'm gonna get oopsie drunk.
Oopsies.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Oopsies. Yeah, it's that like numb in the face feelings.
You got this mouth feel that makes it hard to talk.
Yeah, you did great. Lollapalooza.
You're doing really well.
Lollapalooza is a hard word to say in freaking absence. All that aside, whether Cameron gets it or not. You can go check out Girl K at a Lollapalooza after show. Saturday, August 5th, opening up for Michelle at Shuba's, one of our favorite spots. But if you can't wait that long, goodness gracious, you shouldn't. You can go check her out at a free summer concert series in Kilburn Park, July 21st. And that's going to be outside.
It's going to be amazing.
You can, you can drink a porch beer out there and listen to Girl K, and you should.
I mean, I don't know if there's like a thing about the Parks District and open containers, but... You know,
I won't tell.
Yeah. It'll be cool if we're there.
Yeah. It's Woodstock number 2.
Yeah. Kathy, anything you want to say to the folks at home before we get on out of here?
Listen to Album Brews all the time. Just, you know, keep an eye out for the live shows. This is a great podcast. And yeah, just support local creatives.
Gorgeous. Thank you. To send everyone off in the same order that we introduced ourselves, we're going to get very close to the mic and say a sweet and tender and delicious ASMR style goodbye. So I'll go first.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.